They don't feel hot to me.
Hello, folks. This is Harold. Speedway City's coming up in 30 seconds.
Gonna use my egg timer for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it quicker, honey.
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey. Son, he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had...
This is Harold. This is Speedway City, USA. Thunder Road. We're here to talk about racing. Beauty's at the other end of the cabin. She says she's got
you. I'm up here sweeping cobwebs.
Yeah. Well, honey, it's time to do that radio thing again. It's Monday night.
All right, here I'm coming back over.
Thank you, honey. That's Beauty. She cleans, she cooks, and she does a great job.
It don't never stop around here.
No, see, well, I just work here to death. It's just terrible. Anyway, we're...
Ain't nothing wrong with an honest day's work.
We're back to talk about some racing. Them boys is racing under the lights. I just don't understand some of this NASCAR stuff sometimes.
Wonder what the candle watts of that whole place was.
12.
I don't think it was 12, more like 12 million.
Yeah, maybe, you're right.
12 million candle watts and more mirrors than little girls holding elephants has.
That's a lot of mirrors, honey.
It's the mirrors, that's what they say.
Yeah,
you just ask Felipe Lopez, he knows all about that.
Yeah, he sure does. They had a good race there, that old 96 car, they did all right.
They had a good time. That's they had them themselves one of the best runs they's had.
Maybe that's because Tony Raines, he run good in, like, stuff that's real tough to drive. I don't know. But well, he certainly
You know what
good.
They say, when it rains, it pours.
They say that? Yeah, I guess.
They say when it rains, it pours. Yes, sir, they do. I know they do.
No, I guess they do. Well... Casey Kane, he just won that race. He's won like 12 races now.
No, I think he's won about 6, ain't he?
6, okay. Well, I just... You
I
know,
think. I might be wrong.
I do stretch the truth a little bit sometimes. You know?
My calculations might be out, too.
Oh,
I'm still using a sundial.
I think your calculations is just fine, honey. They're just fine.
All right.
Got,
I hope so.
She got a cute little calculation, folks.
Oh, Harold.
I'm telling you, folks. Anyway, we'll be back in just a minute. We're going to talk about the race now. We're going to talk about a race from way back in 1970.
A long time ago.
And we're going to cook up some vittles for you here. Because that's what we do here on Speedway City, USA, damn it. This is Harold. That was Beauty. She'll be back here in a little bit. We're going to take a break. Don't you go nowhere. We know where you live. Won't you go away?
No, we don't.
Well, I guess we could. We can track them down if we wanted.
We can put Sniffer Dog on them.
That'll work. Leroy! Get to sniffing, boy!
I think Leroy has GPS.
Yeah, he might. He's got a whole bunch of stuff anyway.
You know what that stands for with Harold? With Leroy?
No, where does that stand for, honey?
GPS, that stands for good poodle sense.
Good poodle sense, eh? He could probably ever some poodle in them, I'll tell you.
Louis Roy's got good poodle sense.
Yeah, he does. Miss Martha down the block, she has a poodle, and he goes to try to get her sense all the time.
He follows her sense all up and down the side road.
Follows it everywhere, I'm telling you. That boy just...
He presses her own star button just the right way. He's going to have him a little
punch. That's my boy, Leroy. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. You got to play some stuff for you now. Come back and we'll talk about that race there at Lowe's Motor Speedway, damn it. You're listening to Speedway City. This is Harold. That's Beauty. We'll be back.
This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
HotJackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you will find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but Hot Jackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jackets, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets, too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere.
So cool, so common, and when I shave, that is why I love the head blade. I put it in my head, I use it every day. I've got the look because of head blade.
For more information about Headblade, check us out at Headblade.com.
Headblade!
Two colts were before me, an old and a new. I've been out either, so what must I do? One colt was ugly,
we're jugging, Harold. That was Dr. Ralph Stanley.
Yeah, I'm just scared playing along with the others. You know I like Ralphie, boy. He's a good one. I'm telling you.
You're done both hitting about the same age, too.
Yes, yes. He's old, damn it. So am I.
Got a lot in common.
Yeah, we do. Both came, grown up in the mountains. I had two coats, too. Yes, you did. Well, folks, you needed to have about four coats if you're out there at Lowe's Motor Speedway last week. I'm telling you, that pimple looks
cold.
Sir,
you needed several layers.
They looked really darn cold out there, I'll tell you. Dang on it.
Them people was just a shivering and a clacking.
What are they doing racing at night in October anyway? Don't they know it gets
cold?
It blows
my mind. I don't know.
People
should be harvesting their pumpkins.
I ain't no doggone weather expert, but I can tell you in October, it can get cold. Just don't get it. Well, Casey Spitfire Kane, he was the winner. I like that Spitfire. He's good.
You sure do have a hankering for liking that boy.
Yeah, well, he just kind of reminds me of Bambi. Just kind of looks like Bambi. He's got them big old eyelashes that's flashing. It just, I'm telling you, I just never was good at hunting deer, because them things, they'd look back at you and smile, and then you blow their brains all over the forest. It just don't make any sense.
Yeah, they need a pretty sight at it, but sometimes the man has to eat.
Yeah, well, I hunt. I like hunting, you know that, but I just, deer.
Well, yeah, you know, for supper time, I invited Elliot Sadler for all the way from Emporia, Virginia, to come down and help share victuals with us.
What's wrong with that boy this week? He actually cut his hair or something. He didn't look like himself.
That's because he's coming for dinner.
Is that why he cut his hair? Because he's coming for dinner?
He wanted to get cleaned up. He's going to come in the cabin. He's going to give us some hunting tips and everything.
He wanted to press on you, huh?
Yes, sir.
Press on
that
you,
man.
I'm telling you.
Cuts a fine figure, that man.
Well, it's good to have somebody here. You know, Scott Riggs, he was here. He did show up last week, folks. He brought them behemoth apples.
Yeah, he eventually come. Them behemoth apples. He sure enough did for the sour cream apple pie.
Yeah, you see, he just got a little lost here trying to find. Of course, we don't have a great address over here. We're 26 and a half Mountain View Road.
It's kind of hard when you're on a dirt bike coming up through them winding roads in the mountains.
Yeah, you just, you know, and they don't put 26 in it. Most peoples, when they come trying to find us, they think 26 and a half Mountain View, it'll be like between 26 and 27. Well, no, it's between 2 and 6.
Ain't going to happen.
Between 2 and 6. They said 2-6 half. Just don't make no sense to me. But anyway, Jimmy Johnson, Rambler. Jimmy Johnson, he was second. Jeff Burton was third. I don't know who the hell was fourth. Dale Earnhardt Jr., he was fourth.
Didn't you hear that crowd go wild?
Yeah, they liked Junior. It was Junior.
Didn't throw any
beer cans this week. What's wrong with those people that were out at Talladega the week before throwing beer cans? That's an awful waste of beer.
It's a big waste of beer. They don't know no different.
Throw them to me next time. Though.
They even hit some youngin' in the head with that. I can't believe it.
Yeah, that was bad. Those people are just, sometimes I just don't get it why people.
I think Tony Stewart was right.
He was right?
Them folks down there's obnoxious.
Yeah, well, they sure can be. They're not, you know, not nice folks like us.
That's right. We'd never do that.
Never see us throwing beer cans. No.
We recycle them.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, well, that's it. Fifth place, it was Bobby Labonte. He were driving that Bugles car. That looked yummy.
Kind of did make you want to get something fixed up in the kitchen, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Old Beulie, she makes a snack just like Bugles out of rutabagas.
Almost.
Yeah, Bugle rutabagas. They're pretty darn good.
Takes a long time to hone each one down into the right shape.
Yeah.
Deep fried.
That's a lot of whittling.
Good stuff.
She get out there with her whittling knife, and she just whittle them down. Whittle them rutabagas down, and then fry them up. Oh, they're so good. Just don't know what you're missing, folks. Kyle Busch was...
Bugle daters.
Yeah, bugle daters. Yeah, that was good. You can get them at your store if you ask real nice. They might get them for you. Or you can send us money. We'll send you some. They're really yummy, folks. You just don't know. Well, just bugle daters. Yeah, they're so good. Sixth place was Kyle Busch. He ran good because he had cool sunglasses this week.
Did you like them?
They're better than them other ones he had, aren't they? Stupid.
Them other ones like a windshield.
Yeah, it was big old big old things covered his whole face. And that might be a good idea to cover his whole face, though. He ain't a good-looking boy.
His mama might be listening. You mind yourself.
Well,
you mind your raisin.
Yeah, I'm just... Never know. She might have been friendly with the postman. I don't know. Seventh place was Tony Raines. He was driving that dilf-dilf-dilf car.
Now, what's an elephant got to do with that anyway?
I don't get it.
That spooky child sitting there with Philly Lopez. They're trying to figure out what that's all about. The buck-toothed child.
I ain't seen nothing that scary since they came. That kid came out of the cornfield and wanted to kill everybody. I'll tell you, she's a scary-looking little thing.
Where'd she get that there elephant? She go to India and bring it back, or go to some circus, or what?
Well, what are you doing? You get one of those TVs and you got an elephant around. What the hell you want a TV like that? Because you got to feed an elephant a lot of stuff. Can't let him die, and he comes with the TV, apparently. Just don't get it.
That's a big career change there. You go and get yourself a TV and you get an elephant? That's like a job in itself.
Yeah, you just don't want to know
where plain nuts.
Don't know where those things sit down. And they make an awful mess.
Likely on their backside, Harold.
They make an awful mess in the backyard, too, damn it. You'd think Leroy does bad, you know, just... clean up after one of those TVs. I'm telling you. Eighth place is Carl Edwards. Carl ain't done any flipping all year.
It's a flip-free year for him.
It's a flip-free year, but he's probably flipped a couple of guys off.
He sure enough has. I seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah, he was such a friendly boy until he stopped winning. Now he's getting to
you
be
know why?
Grouchy.
Now he's making excuses. He says, PK, we just want someone else to have a chance. Do you believe that? You want someone else to have a chance? PK?
What the hell
is that all about?
Who the hell is PK anyway?
This Pierre Cattell is crew chief.
Well, a name like that, what the hell is he doing crew chiefing?
I don't know. He should be making, like, some sort of flambé and crepe Suzette, as far as I'm concerned.
That works, I'm telling you. Well, Joe Niemer, Chuck, he was 9.
You hear about his mama?
No, I didn't hear about his mama.
Well, you know what I heard about Martha Nemechek? She is so upset that her son Joe ain't going to be with the Army Corps next year, and she's going to have to change her entire wardrobe. She got to get rid of all that camo stuff and her little old hat. She decided to take it upon herself to adopt Mark Martin.
Well, that's a good idea.
So what's going to happen to Joe? Who's going to look after him on pit road? Who's going to wax his car? Wax on, wax off. Ain't going to be Martha.
Well, I don't know. That's interesting. I don't know who they're going to do that.
What about little Hunter? What's going to happen to him?
Yeah, what?
He's not going to have no grandma around. He's going to be out playing with Mark Martin.
Well, don't settle down, honey.
That just ain't fair for the young and lad.
Settle down. Maybe she'd get a new wardrobe instead.
Martha needs to come to her senses.
Well, it's good.
Can't have no yard sale.
It's a good thing they're not changing his sponsor over to Sterling Marlin. Then she'd wear a garbage bag all the time, damn it.
That would be hefty.
Billy made a joke, folks.
Billy's just trying to come to her senses, too. I just might attend that yard sale. Do you think I'd look all right in camo?
Yeah, you look great in anything, honey.
Oh, that's nice, Harold.
Well, where's the possum flats possum queen there?
Well, I was.
Won't tell folks what year, though. That word, be kind.
That's a nice move, Harold.
Yeah, I want to eat some vittles.
You just might get seconds at dessert.
That's a good thing. Well, old Brian Vickers, he was 10. He wreck anybody this week? I didn't see.
I don't know. We never did follow him to and from the track. There could have been fallout there.
Well, that's for sure. That could be. That could be. Oh, you shush down there, Leroy. Leroy trying to come in here. Telling you. Hey, Leroy, buddy, how you doing, pal?
Has he been off seeing that GPS dog again?
Yeah, he's just walking in here. He can't decide what he's going to do. How's it going there, boy? How you doing? Oh, he's such a good boy. Yeah, you just set him down here, boy. Anyway, folks.
You got poodle marks on him?
Yeah, I didn't notice no poodle with him.
That's
He's
a good
looking
sign.
Pretty happy. I think he wants some vittles tonight, too. Yeah,
well, we can make a mess of vittles for everybody.
Yeah, he's a good boy, that Leroy.
Hey. I just hope Billy Sadler shows up on time. I think he's going to bring some of his hunting dogs, too. His hands and his beagles. He's got himself some Tennessee Walker hounds.
Wow, that'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
Be fun time.
Yeah, well. Anyway, folk, that's your winners in the Banker America 500. They named it that because they got 500 banks out here.
Oh, I'm sure they got more than that, don't they?
Well, I don't know. Why else they name it 500?
I think it's how many laps or how many miles it is, I should say.
Well, a race is 501 mile. Why they name it 500? I just don't make any sense.
Well, maybe one of the banks got held up.
Maybe. You got a point there, honey. You got a point. Anyway, that's your results, folks. We're going to be back.
You got yourself a point, too, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Yeah, that happened every once in a while. On a good day. Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about an even better race from way, way back. This is Harold. That's Beulie. This is Speedway City, USA. Damn it. We'll be back in a minute.
RacerDogs.com, because dogs want to go fast, too. You see them every week at the track. None of these are your typical lassie. They're hardcore blue-collar racer dogs with dirt under their nails and unabashed loyalty. Nose to the wind and letting the world blow by. Order your red, white, and blue ticker carbon-approved t-shirts today at racerdogs.com because dogs want to go fast too. From every purchase, a dollar is donated to the Ryan Newman Foundation.
Motorsports Tonight is presented by RPM Diecast. Check them out on the web at rpmdiecast.com. They're an authorized distributor of Action Performance, the most trusted name in NASCAR and NHRA diecast collectibles. All your favorite drivers are featured, including the new Dale Earnhardt Jr. Father's Day Budweiser Monte Carlo and the Casey Kane Dodge Dealers Click Michigan Wind Dodge Charger. 1/24th scale, just $64.99 at rpmdiecast.com. While you're there, check out their Salute to Dale Earnhardt section and all the diecast from the movie Talladega Nights. RPM Diecast is your home for the latest in racing collectibles, merchandise, and apparel, including the Dale Earnhardt Jr. camo cap, just $24. Visit rpmdiecast.com or call toll-free 1-877-800-2415 Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 Central. rpmdiecast.com has shipped almost 100,000 internet orders since 1998. When it comes to diecast, the only name you need to know is RPM Diecast.
This is Carbon Super Sport, the official spokespop for RacerDogs.com. Anyone who knows me knows I have good fashion sense and an appreciation for quality. That's why I chose Stellar Apparel as my official wardrobe company. They may not make shirts just for me with 4 sleeves yet, but 2 sleeves seem to suit my favorite humans just fine. Stellar Apparel offers custom apparel, screen printing, embroidery, and a variety of promotional items. Give Jamie a call at 1-866-461-8232 or visit stellarapparel.com today. And hey, tell them Carbon sent ya.
This is Harold. Welcome back to Speedway City, USA. Oh, Ralphie, he sure can sing.
My fine stranger.
Yeah. Now, you said I was ranked.
No mother or dad.
See, folks, she
is good singing.
Beulie can sing real good, too.
I try my best. Sometimes in church they kick me out, but, you know, they can still hear me from the outside, out back.
Well, at church they told me one time they just like me to sing solo. So lonely can't hear me.
I remember them asking you that, Harold.
Yeah, that was funny. They were real nice about it, though, folks. They just don't.
Never invited you back, though, did they?
No, never. No. Actually told me that I could sleep in on Sundays and I'd go to heaven.
Well, you got it made, man.
I'm telling you, it was a good deal I made there with them preacher boy. He said, Harold, you stay home and you go to heaven. So I did. And I hope I will.
Oh, you're going to walk hand in hand with the Lord one day, man.
Well, I'm pretty darn close there now.
You and me and Morgan Shepherd, we're all going to walk hand in hand.
Yeah, I never say nothing bad about old Morgan.
No, he's a good man. You should see him roller skate. Y'all see him come down to the local county fair a couple years ago?
Hey, he's that boy. He can really go. He's fast on 4 wheels or on 4 wheels on each foot.
He had lights going around. We all dimmed the lights down, and everyone cleared the roller skate and rink. And he come on out there. He had himself on a top hat, and he had on himself some real shiny, glittery roller skates. And he was just a-going to beat the band. He was something else.
He's got some moves, all right.
He has some moves, and I know he put the moves on me.
Well, yeah, he's found the Lord now.
That's right. So I'll give him a donation to keep him in some tires for the next weekend.
There you go. Just show him.
You know, you
can have a bake sale.
You got to help them independents all you can.
You can have a bake sale for him, maybe. You know. That might work.
I could have a bake sale.
Yeah, you have a bake sale for him.
You're right, Harold. That sounds good. We could make some of them bugalabagas for him.
That would be really good. I think
I might do that.
City folk, they don't get many of them.
No, they don't get no bugalabagas.
No, those things is good. You don't get nothing like that in the big city, I'm telling you.
You can just eat them by the handful.
Yeah, you sure do. Anyway, folks, our race from way back when was back in 1970. Billy and I go to at the Richmond Fairground. And we choose this race tonight because it were won by a guy that he were still racing until yesterday. Old James Hilton, he won the race. That were 36 years ago. And he's still racing.
A long time ago.
He's still, and he weren't a young boy when he was racing back then, neither.
He's aged well, though.
Yeah, yes. He's a good old man. He's a good old boy, and he won that race way back in 1970. That was at the old fairgrounds, folks. It weren't fixed up or as pretty right back then.
No, that was the old fairground, and you can get candy floss there.
Yeah, you can. That's good stuff, too. That's real good stuff.
It comes like in a checkered pattern now.
Yeah.
That black and white candy floss.
There you go. Yes, that's good stuff. Not as good as the bigger beaters do, but pretty good.
Not as good as what, Harold?
The bugle betas.
The bugle betas, that's right.
The bugler betas, yeah. Yeah, those...
Spit it out, Harold.
I just got it stuck. I got my tongue stuck behind my only three teeth on the right side, honey. I'm sorry about that.
Well, that would be a problem.
Yeah, my tongue just almost like flew out of the room there just a second. Anyway... Way back in 1970, it was called the Richmond 500. They didn't have no doggone big old sponsors back then to name things.
No, they didn't need 45 names just to run it across to make money on. They just called it. It was a race, and it was a race. It was a 1970 Richmond 500. And that's all it was. That's all it's going to be.
And if it was 400 laps, they would have called it a Richmond 400.
500 laps. That's right. 500 laps, and it's a 500.
If it had been 600 laps, it would be the Richmond 600.
That's how it works. If it was 700 laps, it would be the 1970 Richmond 700.
And what would it be if it was 536 and a half lap?
I think that would be the 1970 Richmond 536 and a half laps.
There you go. See, there, she's smart.
See, it's all common sense thinking back then. Everything got so muddled up nowadays. You got names of banks and names of avocados and names of depots and names of everything under the moon right down to how to wipe your backside. And it's so confused and convoluted. Then you got road races, and you don't know if you're talking miles or if you're talking laps or what you're doing. It was so easy back then. All you had to do is sit down with a bag of Bugler Vegas and just have a good time with your black and white checkered candy floss and just enjoy the race and watch old James Hinton just burn it down.
And he did. He was a good win there for that boy. He's a good boy. He won. Richard Petty, he was second. Elmo Langley was third. Old Elmo, he's a funny guy.
Why do you think he was a funny guy?
He just was a funny guy. He'd make funny faces when he was driving that pace car after he retired from racing. Bobby Isaac was fourth.
He had a fine hairdo, too.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did. He was a good racer, too. Neil Castles was fifth. Guy I was rooting for that day, he was sixth. Dub Simpson.
You like Dub Simpson, don't you?
I used to like rooting for Dub Simpson. He were good. You know what else? Back in 1970, nobody wore any stupid sunglasses. They didn't.
That's right. They all just took it like a man. They'd go out there, they look at the sun direct in the eyes.
Yeah, they were tough. They was tough.
They were tough men. That's when men was men. Not nowadays. They're getting smaller and skinnier. Half them drivers today, they look like a bar of soap on wash day.
Yeah, they sure does. Well, Richard Petty.
Smaller than that.
Richard Petty always wore his sunglasses. They never came off his face, but they was good looking sunglasses that he wore.
They was manly. With the STP on the lens.
Always manly sunglasses. Always. Some other boys, they just let the sun just gouge their eyes out. Gouge them out.
Just burn holes in them.
Burn holes in them. Yeah, that's for sure.
They didn't care if they got all leathery and beaten.
No, that stays with men. They took it like a man. Old Dub Simpson, he had a good race, though. He started way back there, and he raced all the way up to 6. That was a good race for him. Old Jabby Thomas, we were 7. Roy Tyner, 8. Bill Shirley was 9. And Wendell Scott, he were 10. He run good in all
these
races.
Wendell, he was 11th.
Yeah.
No, he was 10th.
He were 10.
I thought, who's 11? J.D. McDuffie. I remember him like it was yesterday.
Yeah. It was. He were a good racer. Old Dave Marcus was racing in that race, too. Old Benny Parsons.
He had an engine blow.
Benny Parsons, he didn't run too good either.
He's running good now.
He were 15. It's good to see that Benny's got that cancer beat. Must be them rutabagas we sent him.
Probably them bugalabagas, you know. They do have some special medicinal properties in them.
Well, you sent him like 5 pounds of them things.
I had to. I had to do my part.
Yeah, old Benny, he likes his food. He eats a lot of good stuff. But I don't think he ever had no good bugalabators like that. That was good. There was a guy in that race, I don't understand his name.
What's that?
Bill Champion. He never won nothing. I call him Champion. I don't get it.
Maybe that was his last name, Harold. It could be.
Well, is Mom or Daddy ever win anything?
Well, it ain't like his name was Bill Winston Cup Champion or anything like that, or Bill Grand National Champion.
Been a good middle name.
Just Bill Champion. What's wrong with that?
All right. Well, I just...
Maybe it's pronounced Champagne.
Maybe here... He's French, and it's Billet Champion.
I didn't know you spoke French.
I speak 5 different languages. I can
What's
cuss.
The other ones?
I can cuss in 5 languages.
Is that what all that noise coming from the back of fields now and then is?
Yeah, it's me just practicing.
You stepped on the hoe?
Yeah, the hoe hit me in the face there.
Well, you probably was being fresh with her.
Well, old Beauty, she making funny again, folks. I'm telling you, she's a pretty smart lady there. Ain't that right, Leroy? Leroy just sit here looking at me.
I hope he's done quit licking that foot. Did you take the duct tape off it yet?
Yeah, he got his tongue stuck to the duct tape today, so I had to put some fresh
stuff
on. Got to get
rid of that.
Yeah, he had a bad taste in his mouth. It was sticking to his food was sticking to his tongue, and he couldn't chew it. It was tough.
Any sign of Elliot Sadler coming up the lane yet?
I don't see him, boy, anywhere.
You hear the dogs a-barking if he was a-coming, all them walker hands.
Yeah, I think so. There'd be a lot of noise, because old Leroy, he'd just get excited, I think. He saw all them other dogs coming.
Know how he don't like other dogs.
No!
That might not be a good idea.
Yeah, well, he doesn't always like other dogs. He don't play good with others sometimes.
No, he don't. He's kind of like you, Harold.
Well, that's maybe he's learning from me. That's true. It's true. Anyway, folks, that was the race back in 1970 at Richmond.
Did you know that the post speed was 100 miles slower than what the post speed at Charlotte was? That's a big, big difference, don't you think, Hiram?
That's a huge difference. Them boys is going so fast. Lowe's
Motors. 100 mile an hour difference.
Yeah, I don't like calling it Lowe's Motor Speedway.
It ain't Lowe's. All going to be Charlotte. All the time going to be Charlotte.
I never understood why they call it Charlotte anyway. It's in Concord.
Still Charlotte.
Yeah.
Always gonna be, always was, always gonna be.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
It's like this here series. It's always gonna be the Winston Cup. I don't know about this next 10. It's gonna be the Sprint Cup, and I don't know what else after that. It's just never gonna end.
Well, I don't think old. Could you imagine if Big Bill French came back from the dead? I don't think.
I wish he would. I'd buy him a ticket.
I don't think he'd be too happy with his grandson.
That boy needs a licking.
Yeah, he needs something. Maybe we can send him some bugler beaters. They might do him some good.
Might give him some smarts.
Yeah, it couldn't hurt. He got a long way to go to smarts, I'll tell you. He might be a smart boy. He got no common sense, that's for sure.
He ain't even in the zip code.
No, no, that's for sure. He
long
sure.
Long way to go.
He is sure ain't as smart as his granddaddy. I think his granddaddy would just slap his mama in the mouth. She might have been doing something to somebody else that was a lot dumber than old Big Bill. Anyway, that was the race back at Richmond. We're going to take another break, folks, and when we come back, Beulie's going to have the vittles for us. You're listening.
I am so.
You're listening to Speedway City, USA. I'm Harold. That's Beulie, damn it. We'll be back.
This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
Need custom embroidery or screen printing? Stellar Apparel handles every customer like they're our only one. Customer satisfaction, our number one priority. From screen printed and embroidered apparel to custom promotional items, make Stellar Apparel your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Check them out on the web at stellarapparel.com. Can't spell? Find the link on Doin' Donuts' website right now. That's Stellar Apparel, the official screen printer of Doin' Donuts.
My name is Matthew. My wish was to see the snow.
Matthew had never seen the snow before. We built snowmen.
Snowmen!
Had snowball fights.
The snow tastes like popsicle.
His life was turned upside down by his cancer. The trip just gave us a chance to be a family and Matthew to be just a kid in the snow.
There are lots of ways you can help make a child's wish come true. To find out how, visit wish.org.
Share the power of a wish.
My lucky day.
Tell everybody he's the man. He must not be much of a man.
I think you're missing the point of the song, Harold.
Does you go running around saying, I is the woman, I is the woman?
Not Dr. Ralph Stanley.
Yes. Anyway, what's for dinner tonight, Billy?
Well, tonight for dinner, if Elliot Sadler ever shows up with his walker hounds, we're going to have us a mess of rattlesnake steak and some shoe fly pie.
You got me scared there. I thought you was going to cook walker dogs.
Ain't going to cook walker dogs. We're going to cook rattlesnake steak.
Where you get all them rattlesnakes?
Well, you can either find them on the road if they're fresh, or you can just go and catch them. But there's a like a technique how to butcher these rattlesnakes. First, you gotta cut the head off about 4 inches behind the head, and you hang the thing by its tail just below them rattles. So you let the snake bleed out and bleed out good. Then you're going to take a sharp old knife and you're going to make a great big incision on his belly side. You're going to begin at the head end. You're going to spit up all the way up to the rattles and you're going to get the entire length. And then starting with the head end, you separate the skin from the meat and peel it on upward where the snake is tied to, right up to his rattles. Then you're going to take all his innards, all his entrails out. You're going to get rid of them. You're going to bury them out back, bury them around your rose bush or something. Then you're going to clip the body of the snake where it's tied. Then you're going to drop it in a fresh, cold, brine water and then like either cover it in a container and just let it sit. Or the snake's going to, even though you took that head off, it's still going to be moving. You all got to watch yourself.
Why you want
to? You got to make sure you, because, what's that, Harold?
Why you want to send the entrails roses?
You gotta plant them in the roses as fertilizer.
Oh, I was wondering why you were sending entrails of rattlesnake roses. I thought maybe you liked them real nice. Because when I send you roses... You
gotta pay attention, Harold.
I'm sorry.
You gotta take the innards out of this rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Instead of just whipping them out, you're gonna bury them near your roses for some fertilizer.
Well, that makes more sense than sending them roses.
Oh, Harold. So anyway, you got the rattlesnake's body all in a container and all covered up so it don't crawl out. Then you're going to take that skin and you're going to salt it well and roll it around with the scales on the outside and place it in a container with a lid. And you're going to freeze it because you might want to make a belt or a hat to thing out of it, like a hat band. And the rattles, you're going to save them for your collection. If you play a mandolin, you might want to put the rattles right in your mandolin. A lot of things you can do with them rattlesnake rattles. So once the body of the snake has stopped crawling around, you remove it and you wash it in nice, fresh, cold water and you just chop it up into lengths about 3 or 4 inches long. But there's one thing I want to warn you about, Harold.
Yeah.
And I know how you like playing with stuff.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you dispose of that head immediately because even though you cut the head of the rattlesnake off, it can bite you for several hours afterward. It can still bite you. So you got to place all your rattlesnake heads in a covered container and do not handle it with your bare hands.
That's,
are you listening to me, Harold?
That's real good advice, honey. Because you don't...
Because that ain't going to be a pleasant thing. Y'all get bit by a loose rattlesnake head.
Well, if you give out this recipe to people and then they got bit by a rattlesnake head, we'd get all in trouble and we might lose the cabin.
Do I have to have a disclaimer?
You might need to have a disclaimer. Stupid city
okay,
folks,
people.
Look out for rattlesnake heads. That should do it.
Don't do this at home. This is only done under the supervision of an experienced professional.
A real rattlesnaker.
That's right.
That's what they call people.
So anyway, you're going to have your 2 to 4 foot rattlesnakes all dressed and chopped up like I said, a little bit of salt, about 2 cups of Crisco oil, and you want to make that very, very hot.
You got to put them in overalls.
What?
You got to put them in overalls.
What the hell are you talking about, Harold?
Well, you said you got to dress them snakes. I was just thinking, would overalls be okay?
Dress them like you're butchering them. That's what you call butcher, getting them ready to cook. They're dressed. Ain't putting snakes in overalls. Harold, you lost your mind?
Sorry,
I asked.
A lot of folks would agree with that.
I would not be surprised. Anyway, the last thing in your ingredients is going to be a little bit of pepper. If you want... So you're going to take all them little bits off the rattlesnake and you're going to salt it. Then you're going to roll it in the flour and you drop it in the hot oil and you just let it boil until it's golden brown. And you serve rattlesnakes just piping hot. That's going to make about 4 servings and it goes well with a salad, green beans, maybe some potatoes. It's going to be a real fine meal of rattlesnakes. You see Elliot Sadler all along down there?
I don't see him yet. I'm looking out the window and I don't see nothing.
Okay, well, we'll go on to the shoe fly pie. It's going to be for dessert.
Can we have
you got to make your...
Can we have some bugle baiters with that?
We can have bugle baiters with it.
Bugle
baiters. I can
baiters
whip up some of them. You go and get me a nice sharp knife, I'll whittle them down.
Yeah, whittling's good. That's good exercise.
Don't you want shoe fly pie for dessert?
Yeah, I want my shoe fly pie.
Well, you start by preheating the oven to about 350 degrees.
That's pretty
and
hot.
And you make yourself some pie pastry for about a 9-inch, 9-inch pie. About one cup of all-purpose flour and 2/3 of a cup of light sugar. You don't want that dark molasses sugar. You want the nice light brown sugar. It's going to be packed in about 2/3 of a cup. 1 rounded tablespoon of butter, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 egg, 1 cup of light molasses. Again, you don't want that heavy blackstrap. Just a 1 cup of light molasses, 3/4 cup of cold water, 1/4 cup of hot water, and 1 teaspoon of baking soda. So your oven's going to be all heated up to about 350 degrees. You're going to roll out your pie pastry. And, huh, Harold?
How many cups of water again?
Water, 3/4 cup of cold water and 1/4 cup of hot water.
Couldn't you just get a full cup of medium warm water?
No, sir, and you're going to find out why right now.
All right, I'm sorry.
You're going to roll out your pie pastry and line that 9-inch pie pan, maybe that nice decorated one that Aunt Mamie left you in your wheel. You're going to set that aside. And then in a food processor bowl, you can combine your flour and your brown sugar and your butter and your salt. And you're going to remove 1/2 cup of that mixture that you all just combined, and you just set it aside because you're going to use it later. Then you transfer the rest to a medium mixing bowl. And then in another small bowl, you're going to beat your egg lightly, add your molasses and cold water, Harold, your cold water, and you blend it. But you don't beat it because you don't want bubbles in that batter. Do you hear me, Harold? You do not want bubbles in your batter.
What are them eggs ever
no
do
bubbles in your batter.
What did the eggs ever do to you that you want to beat on them?
Because you want them all mixed up. So you set that batter aside. Another small bowl. There's going to be a lot of dishes you're done, but it's going to be worth it. Another small bowl. You mix the hot water with the baking soda. That is very important. And you blend that into the molasses mixture.
When
then
do
you
add
that to the flour mixture.
When
we're
going
to get to that. We're going to then add to the flour mixture and mix it well. And then you pour all that mess into the pie shell, and you top it with that first bunch of reserve crumbs that you had set aside in the beginning. You're going to bake it at 350 for 35 minutes, and when you take it out, the pie's going to be a little jiggly and quivery, but it's going to firm up as it cools. And you're just going to set it aside, and you got to wait for it to cool, and then you're going to cut it and have yourself one fine shoe fly pie.
That sounds delicious.
You see Elliot yet?
Don't see no Elliot. I don't even see Hermie. Or not even know Hermie.
Weren't coming. He had things to do with his kin. But just Elliot was going to come with the Walker pounds.
I don't see Elliot nowhere.
And he might show up yet. I got the setting place there for him.
And Leroy, he's sitting there sleeping away now. So you know Leroy. If he smelled another dog, he'd be going nuts.
No, he'd be up. He'd let us know.
Yeah, he would let us know.
Yes, sir.
He's like an early warning system for other dogs.
He really is. He's like a siren.
Yeah, he goes off. He just... Ruff, ruff, ruff. About 3 barks, though, he got worn out and have to lay down again.
You mind yourself. You're going to wake that dog.
No, don't want to wake him up. He looks happy. He just sitting
just
there sleeping.
Dogs lie.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Somebody said that once.
Or twice.
Or 3 times. That sounds like yummy victuals, old honey.
Yeah, ain't nothing like a good mess of rattlesnake.
Are we going to wait for Elliot, or are we going to eat the food? Are we going to start eating before he get here?
Well, we're just going to give him a little bit of time, and if he comes, he comes. If not, he's going to have leftovers.
I hope he's not driving that old 38 car up here. Maybe that would be explained why he broke down or something.
No, I think that went to the Gilliland's Island guy.
Yeah, I don't understand how the hike can hire an island for driving a car anyway.
Well, it come with the Professor and Mary Ann. What do you expect?
Well, they were stupid as they were driving everything. They could use the little smarts over there, I'll tell you.
They could also use a millionaire and his wife as well.
Yeah, because they don't got no sponsors left after this year, I don't think.
What they say.
Just can't go too fast on M&M.
But did you all hear about Greg Biffle?
What about Mr. Biffle?
He might be going over with the Professor Marianne, too, going over to RYR.
Wow.
Well, wow. That's something.
Why'd old Jack Roush want to get rid of him, too?
I think it's just going to be another one of them farm teams, just like MB2. You watch them Chevrolet bow ties, they're going to change into blue ovals real darn soon, I think.
Yeah, I think you got a point there, honey. I think you're smart on that one.
You got a point, too, Harold.
Well, that's a whole other story, folks. We can't talk about that. This is a family show, damn it.
That's all right. We get it lanced one day. Going to get you an appointment.
The old bugle of Bader's on that 88 car next year.
That might be a nice idea.
Bewley's bugle of Bader's right on the side of the car. That'll look good.
I could start whittling right now.
Yeah, you're going to have to start whittling, because people see that, they all want bugler baiters, and that's a lot of whittling.
The minute they smell them cooking, they're going to be wanting them real quick. Mm,
that's just yummy
Nothing
stuff.
Nothing as sweet as the smell of bugler baiters cooking.
Mm-mm, I love the smell of bugler baiters in the morning.
In the evening.
Anytime.
Bugler baiters at supper time.
Yeah, that's good eating, folk. That's good eating.
Bugle biters in the morning, bagel buters in the evening, bagel buters at supper time.
She sing real good.
We'll have bugle biters. We'll eat them all the time.
Yeah, we will. Well, folks, we're going to try to see if we can find Elliot Sadler.
I know he's coming. He said he'd be here. He got a haircut and a shave.
Yeah, he got really cleaned up for this week.
Gonna make a nice impression when he comes.
I didn't know that was what he was doing when he was watching him on the race. I said, boy, that boy, he sure did clean up good. I didn't know you invited him for the supper.
Yeah, he said he's gonna get all gussied up.
Well, he said he's gonna be here. He'll be here. Well, we're gonna take a break, folks. And we'll come back. We'll have more stuff for you. This is Harold. That's Bewley. I'll be back.
This is Carbon Supersport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
HotJackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you will find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but Hot Jackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jackets, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets, too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere.
Information about Headblade, check us out at headblade.com.
Headblade.
I left my old home to ramble this country.
This is Harold. back. My fields is brown, too.
Hell, it is the fall of the year, Harold.
You see that rutabaga, though, that I found today?
You done showed it to me. I done seen it.
Looks just like President Clinton.
Well.
Had a cigar in their face and a big teeth-looking rutabaga attached to it.
Maybe it looked like Jimmy Spencer.
Yeah, might be, too. Old Jimmy. He sure does like his cigars. We ought to send him some bugler baiters, too.
We'll send Clinton some, too.
Better to chew
some
on
stain them. Remover.
Yeah, we're sure. Yeah, it would work. Yeah, he made a mess of that. Anyway, folks. We hope you like the show tonight.
We always give you a little extra, don't we?
Yeah. I still don't see Elliot, though, but I'm sure he'll be here.
I'm sure the boy will come.
We'll keep the light on for him. This is Harold. That's Beulie. We sure does have fun with you every Monday nights, folks. Say goodnight to the good folks there, Beulie.
Good night, everyone. Y'all come back. We're going to have more vittles next week and give you an update on Elliot Sadler and his visit, too. Y'all going to check the website, too.
Probably going to be somebody else visiting, too. So you check it out.
Oh, we get lots of company. Lots of folks.
You check it out. Oh, Archibald, he's been learning how to do that website stuff in the jail, and it keeps him busy. So until next week, folks, this is Earl, that's Beulie. This is Speedway City, USA, damn it. Ralphie, take us home.
Just told me.